The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
It's been over a decade, but Styx are finally back with new music. They've made that time away well worth it with an epic new record called The Mission, a thematic LP about a manned trip to Mars in the near future and packed with riffs and movements that recall their chart-topping 70s period. James J.Y. Young took a few moments to talk about the comeback and whether or not he'd take that trip himself. I'm Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
Well, you know, 14 years later, we decided to subject ourselves to the punishment of the critics and what have you, and take another run at it. And
light it up, let's get this show on the road.
Kind of inspired by NASA and the discovery of the Pluto having a fifth moon, and them inviting us to see the flyby when the space probe went past it and stuff, and get the first pictures back from. Oh, so far away in space, and find out there's a bunch of Styx fans in NASA, and it kind of, I think, was helped inspire this whole thing, newly inspired us, who wrote the tales of Come Sail Away back 40 years ago.
You guys grew up in a time when space travel was the new frontier and every little boy wanted to fly, and now here we are in what feels like this space renaissance.
The genesis was kind of maybe 2 years ago because Tommy is kind of the lead writer in the band, Tommy Shaw, mm-hmm. my guitar playing colleague, and he's gone off and done projects with other people. He did a bluegrass record with Alison Krauss a couple years back. And I never know what he's up to, and he's kind of not been interested sometimes in making new music or at least thinking about it. And but all of a sudden he said, I've got this concept, and this is what it's inspired by, and I've got some music here that I've been working with. It feels like the right time for us to do this. You know, 14 years ago, we put Cyclorama out. We thought it was a great record, but we got, like, virtually no traction with it whatsoever. And so that was kind of a painful thing to spend a whole lot of time and a whole lot of money on something that went nowhere. But that's what we used to do with it in the early days, and it just took us 14 years to get our gumption up to try it again. And then the whole concept of it just kind of... there's a lot of themes that do resonate with life on Earth that we're just using the travel through space as a metaphor to get to those themes.
Staring up into
Well, I do want to say, musically, the whole thing sounds rejuvenated. I don't know is even strong enough word for this, because it was so much fun to listen, especially to the three songs that have already come out. And as you talk about the lyrical plan, what was the musical plan in this? When they bring you, you know, the theme and the idea, what did you guys go into it talking about musically? Because it does seem like there is... It's more than just jamming.
Well, I think God bless and God rest the original drummer, John Panazza, who passed in 96, but his replacement Todd Zuckerman has been voted, like, number one rock drummer in Regis Polls of Modern Drummer Magazine more than once, and he's almost always in the top 5 or 10. He's allowed us to go off into sort of more adventurous time signatures, and overall as a band, you know, writing simple 12-bar songs. It's still fun to do, but we also have the ability to go beyond that and go off into crazy time signatures for a minute or two here and there, and which creates a different feel and just kind of adds to the, for certain things. I mean, there's a song called Red Storm on here where we go into all these crazy different things. we have the ability to stretch a lot more, and because there's no pressure on us to come up with 10 singles on this record like there was maybe back in the day, you know, we'll write straight ahead stuff in 4/4 for about half the record, and then we'll just, you know, have an adventure for ourselves, time signature wise and just musical structure wise with the other half of the record.
I noticed on there in the writing, you guys are betting on 2033 as the year we make it to Mars. Would you buy the ticket? Would you pay for the ticket yourself? You hear about these folks going to the moon.
I'd go to the moon. I don't think I would go to Mars. The moon, I think there's a good chance of getting back from Mars. There's all kinds of issues they have yet to solve. And I think the big thing was we went to, there's a, NASA has a facility in Huntsville, Alabama. And it costs a fortune to bring water into outer space, so the way you continue to get water is you recycle your urine. Any sort of wastewater gets all completely recycled, and they've got a way to where it comes out like really fresh, pure water. But a trip to Mars, I don't think so.
J.Y. Young from the band Styx. Do check out the Mission album. Hey, for more of my interviews, head over to Facebook or Twitter /Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing and editing this episode. From the studios at WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.